continuing on with our coaches' corners here as we're coming up on week number four here in the 2018 season, as we're joined over the phone by the West Elk Patriots head coach, Chris Hagg. Chris, good morning. Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Hey, morning. Glad to have you. Glad that you have me.
Yes, of course. So coming in here now to week four, we've got another home game put up on the schedule. It will be against Central. But real quick, we'll just go ahead and check back in with this past Friday's game against St. Paul. St. Paul, tough team. That was a tough loss at home as well. The first home game. How do you guys bounce back?
You know, I mean, I always felt very good about our kids' performance, especially the first half. You know, we were right there with them down 22-16 at half. You know, it's a very good St. Paul team, a team that has lots of talent and, you know, historically just a strong program. And, you know, I thought the kids' effort was great. You know, I thought we played much better than the week before and very happy with the progress. You know, in the second half, we just had some things, you know, that we wore down a little bit, and they were able to capitalize on a few of our mistakes, you know, to turn the game, you know, from a close one into, you know, they kind of took control. But, you know, we learned a lot from that game, and, you know, hopefully we continue to make strides. And, you know, we got a tough matchup this Friday with Central.
Yeah, no, got that tough one coming up here. Now, to kind of reflect from this game last Friday into this game coming up here, you had mentioned, you know, there was some, you know, subtle penalties, maybe some mistakes that you guys had made. What are those mistakes that you're trying to narrow down and kind of finite those details before we hit Friday night?
Well, you know, I think we have a lot of, you know, young and inexperienced football players playing for us on Fridays this year, and they're doing a tremendous job, and they're learning and growing each week. And, you know, I think it's just we're missing some assignments, we're missing alignments. You know, we didn't pick up a couple blitzing linebackers, you know, last week, and it's just, you know, technical things that, you know, well, those guys will continue to get better at the more they play and the more experience they get. And, you know, we're hoping to see that growth again this week, and we know we will. And we've been working hard in practice, and you know, and just those guys just need to get out there and play. And the more they can play, and the more reps they get, you know, they're only going to get better. And you know, we need them to for our football team to be successful.
Yeah, certainly. You need you like to see the progression and such. So we'll go ahead and move on now. We've got this team coming up here this Friday night, and looks, you know, obviously I'm sure you guys have done your research, played each other in the past and things like that. What are some things that we can expect out of this Central team?
Well, you know, they're very senior, you know, senior-led. They've had a lot of kids that played a lot of football in that program. You know, they're very strong up front. They're big and physical. You know, they've got a good fullback in their line of scrimmage. You know, they'll be much bigger than us. But, you know, we hope, you know, we're ready for the challenge, and we feel like we can do some things against them with, you know, our speed and try to, you know, give them some fits in that department. But, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought football game. You know, two coaching staffs that know each other well, great friends with each other. You know, kids, you know, the kids know each other, you know, respect the heck out of each program. And, you know, it's going to be a very intense and physical football game, and we're going to have to rise up to the challenge and be ready to play at that level.
Yeah, it will be a tough challenge. Now, you got two senior quarterbacks that definitely can rise up to that, but this year, Nick Marino coming, just coming up big, almost 500 yards this year, rushing for himself alone. Are you guys sticking with the run game, or are you guys going to try and go with more balanced attack?
He's done a great job for us, very physical running back, and, you know, he played him. He was starting linebacker for us last year, sophomore, but, you know, this is first year taking over the tailback. He's done a great job. And, you know, I was very happy with our offensive line last week. I thought they made tremendous progress in that department, you know, and started executing some blocks more. And he just, you know, he's a very physical running back, likes to put the foot in the ground and get upfield. And, you know, we do need to mix it up. We're not just going to line up in the tight formations against Central and just pound it at them all night. They're too big and physical for that. And we got some athletes that we need to try to get in the open field, and, you know, so we want to get a little more, you know, diversity with the offense and be a little more balanced. But at the same time, you know, that's, you know, our cup of tea is to get the ball to Moreno in our power running game and, you know, and see what happens.
Certainly. Now I got to ask, because at this level, of course, you know, these areas, especially down in the trenches, it's always kind of an area of concern. Now the running game, that's kind of your guys' bread and butter, obviously. So obviously, you know, Moreno, Sylvie, they're getting some good blocks when they need it. But how is that offensive line in terms of experience and in terms of performance thus far throughout the season?
Well, you know, we have two first-year starters in there, and they're, you know, taking better angles and getting to the next level. And, you know, our two starting ends, it's their first year starting as well. And, you know, like I said, I think each each day and each week they're making that progression we need them to do, that's when they're going to have to continue to do so. You know, they're going to have to continue to make that progress each week. And you know, we feel really good still about the football team we have. You know, the kids are working hard each day. And, you know, I think as they continue to gain confidence as a unit, as a whole, you know, it'll just make us more successful. And, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us this week, blocking their physical defensive line. But we'll feel real confident in the boys and the effort they're going to give. And, you know, look forward to that challenge come Friday and, you know, very excited for it.
Certainly. And last question here for you, Coach. Main focus against that team, is that kind of it, kind of blocking that offensive line there, or where you guys kind of shedding your focus to be on? And, you know, which part of the team needs to step up here, offensively, defensively? Where are we going with that?
Well, I think as a whole, you know, we just need to get better in all areas. And we've got to play physical football. I thought we were a much more physical football team against St. Paul than we were the week before against Udall. And, you know, that's been kind of our mainstay the last time of year, you know. And it's not rocket science. If you can't control the line of scrimmage, you're going to struggle in football games. And, you know, we got to do a better job of bringing that physicality each and every play. And I think that, too, just comes with, you know, some of these younger kids maturing and getting into them battles each and every week and realize, you know, the physicality that it takes to play at the varsity level on Friday nights. And so, you know, really both sides of the ball, we've got to do a good job being physical up front and, you know, maintaining our leverage and, you know, getting the proper alignment and make sure we're executing the right assignment. And as long as we can make progress in that, I think the rest of it will take care of itself. And, you know, that's what we're focusing on. It's what we're going to continue to focus on. And as soon as we can get better at that, I think we're going to see, you know, a better result for our football team.
Hey, good stuff. Again, that's head coach of the West Elk Patriots, Chris Hagg, on the phone with us. Good luck coming up this Friday, and we'll speak with you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.